The Arizona Game and Fish Department for decades has passed on animal hides, claws, and horns to tribes, but this is the first time it's been formalized. The agency's repository program allows tribes to request certain items, and if wildlife officers come across, say, a mountain lion carcass or a deer pelt with antlers in the field, the parts are stored in freezers located around the state. John Cooley is the agency's endangered species coordinator and leads the program.
Some tribes don't have wildlife species on their lands anymore, but those species that they had previously had access to are ingrained in their cultural traditions and their ceremonial uses.
Cooley says the program is open to all southwestern tribes, but those located in Arizona have priority. So far, the Hopi, Navajo, and Dacoma Pueblo have received items. He also stresses that game and fish agents voluntarily collect the items and don't kill wild animals under the repository program. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.